is puny with the Lord. If you look at like Noah's Ark, only 8 people got on the ark out of hundreds of thousands on the earth at the time. Right. Jesus said, will there be any faith left on earth when I return? Churches like these teach like a revival is coming.
Yeah.
There's going to be a revival. Everyone's going to feel the presence of God. But Jesus said, will I find faith left on earth when I return?
Amen. Right. Amen. And we have at our teaching blog, and then we have a 10-point test. See, we don't just come and tell you what's wrong. You go on our website for free, by the way. Did I mention we support ourselves? We don't take people's money. These guys are money takers. Jesus, did you know Jesus made a whip in John 2 for making mammon out of God? Did you ever read that part? He made a whip.
Oh, yeah.
And he drove men and animals out because they were making money of God's merchandise, of God's people. We don't do that. We do it for free, and we support ourselves. And we want people to test, because if you don't come out of false ways and you're not following in spirit and truth, you're going to miss the kingdom of God. Right. Revelation 22. Whoever loves and practices a lie. That's what it says. And, you know, they won't like that I use an amplifier. Can I ask you a question? Do you think their pastor has an amplifier in there?
Probably not.
Sure he does.
I've never been in there.
Yeah, sure he does. They got a big auditorium. Let me ask you a question. When they watch sport events, is it on an amplifier?
Yeah.
How about when they listen to their car stereos and their movies? Is it amplified? So it's amazing when I go out and preach. Do you know Jesus said to lift up our voices?
Right.
Yeah. And when I go out and I do this, do you think if I was giving away $100 bills and calling people to come get them, do you think they'd complain about the amplifier?
No.
They'd probably come for the $100, right?
Right.
So remember, it's the message, not the messenger. And Jesus said his disciples will be hated.
Right.
Why do you think the disciples of Jesus will be hated? When the churches in America today are basically loved.
Because they're not like them. They're not of the world.
Amen. Very good.
That's why we're talking about my house church today. We're talking about love not the world or the things of the world.
Yeah, amen. 1 John 2:15.
Yeah, I definitely believe in separation.
Yeah, we teach James 4:4. I mean, so when you say separation, you mean like come out of like politics. There's no place for it. Sports and entertainment, video games and movies. You know, you understand all of that is idle time and carnality.
Yeah, I don't really follow that, though. Like, I can see what you're saying. But I honestly, me personally, I don't do that. I'm about to vote tomorrow, probably.
You're what?
I'm probably going to go vote tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, and I won't tell you you're in, I'm going to stand there and tell you, I won't tell you you're in sin for voting. If they wanted to put an abortion clinic in your town and you could cast a vote no against it, I'm not telling you that's sinful.
Yeah.
Here's what I mean politics. Trump, and having flags and thinking it's the next hope and thinking we need more rights and more freedom. Let me ask you a question, young man. 250 years of the gospel being able to go out freely in America.
Yeah.
Is America not Sodom too?
America's definitely Sodom.
Sodom. Okay. What happened in Rome? They were persecuted and didn't have a right for the gospel to go out. What happened? It went out everywhere.
Right.
We don't need more rights. We need godly people living and preaching the gospel. We don't need more prosperity. Do you know why God destroyed Noah? Do you know why God really destroyed Sodom in full? You ever studied that?
Well, I thought it was just like homosexuality.
Homosexuality was one part, but go read Ezekiel. He said they were idle, full of bread, and pride. They did not strengthen the hand of the poor. So that sounds like a lot like America, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah. And so we stand against these places, and our testing shows you, and everybody that sees the testing, why. And when, in the future, when people Google, they're going to see the crossing church exposed. Look at the vultures. Look at the vultures ready to swoop over your building because it's spiritually dead, perhaps. That's just kind of a mock. But they are spiritually dead, without a doubt. And we love our neighbor enough to come and tell the truth.